You're listening to SBS News. The German leader is under pressure to find solutions ahead of an EU summit later this week. Her coalition partner, the Christian Social Union, supports a tougher approach to migrant arrivals. It's threatening to bar all asylum seekers registered in other EU states from entering Germany unless there's a deal to share them across the EU. Angela Merkel doesn't believe a deal of that sort is going to be forged at this week's summit of 28 member states. Instead, she's putting her hopes on bilateral, trilateral and multilateral deals. And she says negotiations will continue in the next few days ahead of the summit.
We have to decide who shoulders which responsibilities. And the three big problem areas, the external dimensions, border security, and the internal dimensions, all played a role today. It was a good discussion. You see how long it lasted. We've never had that much time at the European Council, and that's why the affected countries all came together today. Over the next few days leading up to the European Council meeting, we'll work on solutions in these areas. But today, we saw a lot of goodwill, and despite some differences, we found a lot of common ground.
Italy's Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte called for shared responsibility and penalties for countries that refuse to accept quotas. Italy's new government is taking a hard line on migration and says it wants to deport 500,000 undocumented arrivals. Prime Minister Conte called for migrant protection centres to be established in other EU countries to relieve the burden on Italy, which has received more than 600,000 migrants over the past 4 years.
Siamo qui per presentare la proposta italiana.
We are here to present the Italian proposal, a completely new Italian proposal based on a new paradigm on the issue of migration. It is aimed at proposing a precise policy of regulating and managing migratory flows in an effective and sustainable manner. We want to tackle the problem in a structural way.
The Prime Minister of Luxembourg, Xavier Bettel, was among several leaders who made a case for what they called European solutions to a European problem.
We all are convinced that we need common solutions. There is no national solution. And for the moment, we see every country trying to find their own solution. This is really not the Europe I want. We need to find common solutions because it's not a national problem, but a European problem.
The Greek Prime Minister, Alexis Tsipras, mounted a similar argument.
I think that there is a huge dilemma that we have to face. This is if we want European solutions in a European problem, or we believe that any country has to solve the problem itself. And this is an idea that some member states have, that believe that if the problem is not in their backyard, they don't have to face and to solve and to show solidarity in common solutions.
Spain's Prime Minister Pedro Sanchez says the summit was constructive, with member states able to see the things that unite them rather than points of divergence.
It was a good step forward. I think that we shared many ideas, many reflections, and in the end, there are many things in common. Everyone agreed in the need to have a European vision, a common responsibility to a common challenge.
Greg Dyatt, SBS News. If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.